Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. Hey, everybody, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh, and hi, everyone. This is Scott.
And we're glad to be back with you. We just got done with staff meeting, and we're ready to talk about Sunday's sermon.
Yes, doing the Sunday sermon recap.
That's right. We were continuing on in Acts, short little bit from Acts 14.
I did announce on Sunday that we're going to take a pause, push pause for Acts in the summer.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll finish through chapter 15, which is a good stopping point for a break, and then we're going to be in the book of Galatians.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
That's cool. I like that. I know you've already talked about this on a previous Sunday, but I like the idea of catching some of those letters, or at least a little bit of what he's written along the way, because it's kind of like you're getting the historical context to what's being referred to in the letter. So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. I think it will be encouraging to us all to be in Galatians. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to read Galatians this summer. Spend some time there. Say, okay, what's my summer reading? You can get, everybody has a book in the summer or a couple of books or whatever. And you can say, my Bible reading could be reading Galatians many times.
Yeah.
It would be very helpful. Yeah. Because it's a short book. You can read it many times.
Yeah. Sure. Well, let's hear a little overview from your sermon on Acts 14.
Well, again, you said picking up with the missionary journey, still in the first missionary journey, mm-hmm. Season one of the series.
That's right.
made a little Netflix reference on Sunday, which is sort of out of character for me. But anyway, that's where we are. We're in season one. See, I can't even say it right. Season one, which means missionary journey one. And they're in a new city. And again, this is a similar pattern. And people will notice in Acts that there's a pattern in these. There's preaching. Mm-hmm. There is belief. There's opposition.
Yep.
And then there's continue on. And then there's the growth of the word. So this mm-hmm. pattern is there. And we're going to see that a lot. And so I wanted to pull out the idea that Paul and Barnabas continued to preach in the midst of the opposition, which for them was just obedience. They were being obedient to the call of God mm-hmm. in their continued preaching. And the word continue is used a lot in Acts.
Yeah.
It's used of God's word. The word of God continues mm-hmm. to advance and multiply. It's used of the apostles preaching. They continue to preach.
Right.
It's used of the church growing. The church continues to grow. Mm-hmm. And it's used of encouragement of the Christian. Continue in the grace of God. And then next week, it will be continue in the faith. So this word continue.
Yeah.
And that's what Paul and Barnabas were doing. They were continuing to preach, which was a continual obedience to God in their calling.
Okay.
That's where we landed. And then I gave some hopefully helpful ideas on sustained, continued obedience to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So the big application for us would be for us to continue to obey in our own context, right? That's a big piece of that.
That's correct. I mean, that's what the Christian life is.
Yeah.
Being a Christian is not something you do at one point, secure something for the future, and then forget about it until you get there. Mm-hmm. The Christian life is being born again and entering into union with Christ. Sins are forgiven, gift of the Holy Spirit. This is Acts language here. Mm-hmm. Your sins will be forgiven. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then continuing, you now are a pilgrim, making progress, even though sometimes it's up and down progress. It's tough progress, but you're making progress.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any time we think about obedience, I think a place that some of us go is there are areas of obedience that are very clear in mm-hmm. Scripture, right? Like there's clear objective things. You shall, Ten Commandments, there's a clear, like you do, you don't, and there's a battle to obey. But what is obedience is clear in that moment.
Yeah.
In Acts, in this passage, but also just all over Acts, you have decisions getting made by the apostles mm-hmm. That are a little more like what we might think of as like subjective, I suppose, in like in this passage. there's a decision to stay and continue to share the gospel, mm-hmm. but then ultimately at the end of this passage, there is a decision to leave.
Yeah.
And so what would you say about how we need to think about the discernment of obedience in more subjective circumstances, like what job to take, where to move,
yeah.
Think about all those different areas of life that there's not like a clear word for me in scripture that I can just say, that's the command.
Yeah.
How we think about that?
Well, now there's two things that we've said already. One is they were obedient to the calling to preach right. the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had to discern when to stay in a city that was opposing them,
yep,
and when to leave that city
mm-hmm.
when that opposition became a threat. Okay, so there's the discernment part. The first part, preach the gospel. That's the direct obedience for their calling because that's what they were sent to do.
Right.
Second part, when to stay, when to leave. So how would you discern that? That's a helpful way of framing it up because it seems to me that the Christian life is full of that. So there are callings, and the way I would encourage someone who wants to understand what obedience is and what faithfulness is in those situations is to ask yourself, what is the first calling? What's the fundamental calling? Or what's the callings, plural maybe, mm-hmm. that I'm called to as a Christian who's called to Christ? And then say, okay, I'm gonna determine to stay faithful and obedient to the calling to Christ and the callings that he has for me. And then we can use the discernment about which course of action is going to help me most fulfill that calling.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take, now, having said that generally, let's take Paul and Barnabas. Their calling and their direct obedience was to proclaim and preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. Then they had to decide, is staying at this moment, which they did in the text, they were opposed, but the opposition did not cause them to leave. They stayed because
yeah.
they saw that in that moment, staying was the best way for them to fulfill the calling, to be obedient to the calling.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the opposition increased and there was a threat against their life, they discerned, using wisdom and discernment, that they were not going to be able to fulfill their calling to preach the gospel
mm-hmm.
by staying, and so they left. So they didn't stay out of pride and stubbornness in the beginning, and they didn't flee or leave out of fear later.
Yeah.
They stayed and then they fled out of wisdom on what would allow them in their thinking and praying and discernment to be most obedient to the first and primary calling.
Okay.
So we could apply that in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. you know, and I used one example on Sunday, but, you know, as a man, I have various callings and I'm a pastor, I'm a husband, I'm a father, you know, I'm a neighbor. And so to fulfill those things is obedience. I have to be obedient to the Lord as a pastor
mm-hmm.
and a husband and a father and those things. But I'm sort of regularly asking, okay, what helps me be obedient? What's the best path for me to be obedient
yeah.
in this situation? And sometimes it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I just have to make a decision on like here, when to stay, when to leave.
Yeah.
And that requires discernment. So, okay. you know, how do you get that?
Yeah.
you just keep your mind in Christ and keep praying and keep submitting your will to the Lord and keep your heart pure and keep in contact with brothers and sisters who can help you think stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to make wise decisions about obeying Christ.
Yeah. And I think it's helpful what you're saying in terms of like thinking about it in terms of your calling being the motivating factor in what you're doing. Because
yeah.
if people looked purely on the outside of their actions, and we didn't have like the Holy Spirit inspired scripture
mm-hmm.
and we just had the events as they unfolded, some people might look at Paul and Barnabas and say, well, they were opposed. And they chickened out and ran off somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
But that's not the way that Scripture represents it. We know that they're making a wise, informed decision. They're following the Lord here, and it's their desire to fulfill their calling,
mm-hmm.
not their desire to save their skin.
Right.
That's motivating them to make this move.
Right. And
yeah.
you can imagine that there could have been another time in this same place, Iconium, where you know, they were called upon to do something that would have been sinful. Mm-hmm. And if not doing that, they would have died. And they would have clearly said, well, then we'll lose our lives, but we won't, right. we won't sin against the Lord.
Yeah.
You see, so they would have stayed, or they would have put their lives at risk if it meant doing something that was really opposed to the will of God.
Yeah.
But instead, they didn't put their lives at risk because they were obeying God to continue to preach the gospel in other cities.
Right.
So just good thinking and discernment about what obedience is. And I would encourage people, you know, take work for instance. You know, if you're in a job, you have a calling in that job to be faithful, to work hard, to represent Christ well. And if that's your calling, then that will help you think through your obedience in specific situations.
Yeah, that's great. All right, one more thing mm-hmm. would be earlier in the sermon, you talked about some people feeling that they need to be sustained in sort of like one shot of inspiration after yeah. another. And that's mm-hmm. kind of the thing we're seeking instead of what we see as kind of a longer obedience kind of a life. So how would you say we should go about cultivating a kind of faith and perseverance like that instead of moving from one shot of inspiration to another?
Yeah. First of all, to realize that that's what we're called to. I would encourage people to think in terms of the long journey. We don't know how much time we have on the earth, mm-hmm. but we should plan our lives as if we are on a journey toward Christ, and it's daily, and it's moment by moment. Mm. And so we're doing the things that God has called us to do to sustain our obedience over the long haul. Part of that is taking responsibility for it. I think I have discerned, maybe I've lived it myself, and I think I've discerned in others, almost a I'm going to depend on an attitude of, I'm going to depend on other people to inspire me. And so I'm going to be looking for the new and the novel. So many people are looking for something else or another, you know, what in our day it would be, you know, another podcast and this is a podcast. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but the idea of looking for something new to give me another hit of inspiration to get me through another day is not a good way to approach the long-term obedience to Christ.
Yeah.
If those things are helpful to us in our obedience, great. But really what we have is we have the new birth in the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of our sins, reconciliation to God, the Bible to read and guide and shape our minds and mm-hmm. our desires and our decisions, the church to encourage us in that direction, and we should use all of that to be building lives of long-term obedience and taking responsibility. Now, the Holy Spirit does it. It's God who works in us to will and to work for His good pleasure.
Yeah.
But we are also to take responsibility to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Right.
So as God is doing the work, we are taking the responsibility to put ourselves in the places and using the means that God has given us to press on in long-term obedience. It just should be it's a mindset. It's a mindset of, this is my calling, I'm going to pursue God, versus I'm not going to really, I just need somebody else to do it for me, so let me go looking for somebody to inspire me.
Yeah.
So if we can switch the mindset, I think we're more likely to become faithful, obedient Christians that then know the joy of the Lord and ultimately have transformed lives and bring glory to God, which is the ultimate goal, so bring glory to God.
Yeah. You think there's anything to, you know, we've got, this isn't just Paul by himself, it's Paul and Barnabas. You got two guys doing this together?
Totally, yeah. I mean, Jesus sent disciples out two by two mm-hmm. to preach the gospel. And we go to help each other, to keep each other accountable and encouraged.
Yeah,
and to pray when you have to make hard decisions, like, hey, it might be time for us to go to another city because I think they're planning on stoning us.
Right.
What do you think? Mm-hmm. And then you pray together about it and you say, yes, this seems like obedience to us here.
Yeah.
Or no, now's the time to stay. So yes, I think we should be living the Christian life in close relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, for the purpose, not just of generic community.
Yeah.
Not just for the purpose of having friends.
Right.
Is that good? Well, of course, we're humans. But when you're in Christ, it's for the purpose of obedience to Christ as friends and in community, you know, in communion with the saints. It's for the purpose of obedience to Christ and glory to Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's I think that's helpful to me in the thought of like needing to show up every week is that this we don't have time to talk more about like desire versus just gritting your teeth and bear it. But I think sometimes the desire is failing a little bit for obedience. Mm-hmm. But I think stepping into a room and worshiping Christ together and kind of going through that. Sometimes that's we obey, right? By showing up is obeying also, even when the emotions aren't in it as much. But getting in the room together, worshiping the Lord together, being ready to hear encouragement from brothers and sisters in Christ can not a shot of inspiration necessarily, but strengthen our resolve and that kind of thing together.
Yes. It's God-given edification
that
comes from being with the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, we'll hope you'll show up and we will too.
That's right.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
All right.